This presentation is by Midwest Echo Ministries. Prepare for the Great Tribulation. Many believers in the Lord Jesus Christ will go through the coming tribulations, Revelation 7 verse 14. Do not be deceived, the coming of the Lord Jesus shall be delayed, Matthew 25 verses 1-13. Most governments and organizations are cooperating to establish one government and control of the entire world. It is ongoing now. Laws and regulation are being made to reduce any resistance. The bottom line is the control of minds and resources. The transition into the tribulation period will be so gradual and unnoticeable. When the Antichrist is revealed, it will be too late to prepare and the world system would have been in place. Make provisions, physically and spiritually, for the times ahead. That is having reserve oil for your spiritual lamp. Revelation 16 verse 15 says, Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches, and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. Gather information on how to survive in the wild, in warm areas, with vital essentials. See the end of this for some list of survival items and study the list over page. Even with such preparation, many will still be killed for their faith. A lot of believers will be betrayed and turned in by some within the groups or churches. Indulge in fervent prayers for the saints that they be safe in the difficult days ahead. Teach and preach what Jesus Christ has done by dying for us. Purify yourself by being separate from the sins of the world. Heaven is too great to miss. And there shall be nothing impure that shall enter into it, neither whatsoever that works abomination, Revelation 21 verse 27. I had a vision of the plans of the secret leaders of the world when I was praying. An angel stood by me and said that I should come up with him to see what the wicked secret leaders are planning. I ascended up with him into the sky. I was beside him as we went through the clouds and sky. We were soon in an isolated area of a town. In the outskirt of the town was a bungalow, a detached house, all by itself. By the brightness of the day and the vegetation around, the town appears to be in the tropics, like in one of the islands. We were right high above the building. The angel said that I should look down. I saw many men in a meeting, like a spiritual meeting. They were discussing how to take over the world from God. The discussion was not pure. They want total control of the minds of the people and to make them theirs. While the plan was being developed, I became very angry of their greed. My stomach was sick with anger and I started to pray against them, negating their wishes. I broke their desires. As I was shouting my prayers against the rebels, I heard a sound. It started gently then increased with time. It was getting louder, coming from our right-hand side. The angel was still beside me in all this. I looked to the source of sound and saw a huge pillar of a tornado spinning at great speed from the ground right into the sky. It was fierce. It descended on the building, starting with the roof. As it was spinning with more speed and noise, the building was grinding into powder. The tornado sucked in all the bits as it grind the entire house including those in it. Amazingly, there was no evidence that there was ever a building at that location at the end. The tornado went back the way it came. I found myself back in the room, still in the praying posture. The takeover by these secret evil leaders is delayed by your prayers. That will give more time to save more people. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3 verse 23. No one is pure without being cleansed with the divine blood of Jesus Christ. Pray to God to forgive your sin, that you submit your life to Jesus to lead you henceforth, that God should help you to prepare for the difficult days ahead. Join a group or fellowship that pray and study the Bible intensely. Prepare to isolate from the world government that is coming. Watch and pray. Christians will pass through the first half of the tribulation period before being taken away, rapture. Evidences of Christians in the Great Tribulation are in Revelation chapters 13 to 20. Survival kit, solar, wind and hand cranking powered devices including a world receiver radio, no cell phones or GPS devices, get power bank, solar, wind and hand cranking charger, fire starters, small size pen and bowl, current version of King James Bible, sleep mat, medications, stunt gun for wild animals, insect repellent, preserved food, water purifiers, and other similar items in a bag. Form small survival groups of two or four. Be ready to forsake all, so as not to receive the mark of the beast, Revelation 13 verses 16 to 18. Please turn over to study the core preparatory activities. Tribulation preparatory activities. To leaders, pastors, shepherds, and believers in Christ. Please study the following to-do list urgently to be ready for the days ahead. Brace yourself. Remove your boundaries to prayerfully work with others. We are in a recess, a break, an interlude. The Great Tribulation is creeping on believers. Please do not ignore the following. Core preparatory activities. Organize believers' corporate organizations to produce vaccines and alternate medicines for viruses. There are many that will support if that is initiated, Jeremiah 8 verse 22, 46 verse 11. Instruct believers' organizations and businesses to constantly develop software that don't collect personal information, so as to take believers out of the claws of the New World Order, Matthew 7 verse 6. Get the right doctrine about the rapture, take away, so that believers can prepare for the tribulations. The current belief of escaping rescue mission before tribulation is not biblical, Matthew 24 verse 22. A lot of biblical references indicate that believers will be killed and many will die from not being able to buy or sell, Daniel 11 verses 33 to 35, Revelation 3 verse 10, 13 verse 7, 17 verse 6, 6 verses 9 to 10. We need to prepare now. It's now. Encourage development of food silos, medicines, etc. now, like Joseph did, and family mini storage, Genesis 41 verses 35, 48. Encourage identification and development of private and family concealed refuge centers, locations, and bunkers now, Hebrew 11 verses 36 to 38. Hold meetings for the preparations for tribulation and what you can do to push back the evil globalists. Teach martyrdom for your faith in Christ, Revelation 17 verse 6. Make meetings and conferences private, local, offline, and small group preparations. Invite only known believers, Matthew 24 verse 16, John 12 verse 36. First be courageous, increase your faith, and then form brainstorming group to develop above safety measures. Make spiritual and physical preparations. Faith without work is dead, James 2 verse 6. God be with you. Amen. Pray this dedication prayer. The Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, I worship you for all that you have done for us. You gave Jesus Christ, your Son, to die for my sins. Forgive me my known and unknown sins, my omissions and shortcomings. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and make me clean in your presence. As you wash me, fill me more with your Holy Spirit to identify more with your desires in this trying time. Guide my ways to the end that I be not distracted from the way. Prepare me to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Give me the opportunity and strength to tell people about Jesus Christ. Keep me in your love and grace until you come. Give me grace and strength to prepare physically also, and to help others to do the same. Amen.